Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Exodus 3, 1-15, and Matthew 16, 21-28. These readings take us into moments of risk and calling. Moses meets God in the burning bush, and Jesus begins to teach his disciples about the costly road towards Jerusalem. The shared movement of these readings is an invitation to listen for the God who still calls, still sends, and keeps the flame of hope alive among us. The image that stayed with me is Moses stopping in the wilderness because something ordinary has become extraordinary. A bush is burning, but it's not consumed. The fire continues to burn. The bush remains. Moses is drawn toward it with curiosity and wonder. That fire is a sign of God's enduring presence. God's love is not exhausted, God's commitment is not diminished, and God has not forgotten those who suffer. Exodus isn't simply a story about private spirituality. It's a story about oppression, memory, and liberation. The Israelites have been in Egypt for generations. Hope has faded. Traditions have weakened. Survival has pushed larger questions into the background. And into that reality, God says, in effect, I've seen, I've heard, I know, I'm coming to help. This is one of the great theological insights of Scripture. God is revealed not as distant power, but as compassionate attention. Not merely as ruler, but as liberator. One thing preachers may want to notice is that Moses doesn't receive all the certainty he asks for. When he asks for God's name, he received mystery. I am who I am, or I will be what I will be. God isn't a possession, an idol, or a formula. Moses wants clarity, but receives a promise. God will be with him. God will remain faithful. God will not be controlled. That may be a very honest word for congregations today. Many people come to worship wanting certainty, reassurance, or escape. But the burning bush gives Moses neither escape nor simple answers. It gives him a commission. Holy ground is not where Moses is allowed to stay forever. It's the place from which he is sent back into Egypt. Matthew's gospel develops that same pattern in the life of Jesus. Peter wants a Messiah without suffering, a kingdom without struggle, transformation without cost. Jesus refutes that illusion. The way of love leads towards Jerusalem. Neither Moses nor Jesus is allowed to remain in a place of safety. Encountering God leads not away from the world, but more deeply into it. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. The candle lighting can become more than a routine moment. It can hold the image of the fire that burns and is not consumed, the Christ who shines among suffering, and the courage needed for the road ahead. The call to worship can invite people to come as those carrying questions, longing for freedom and seeking transformation rather than comfort alone. With children, the burning bush offers a strong visual and tactile entry point. Try using a small light inside a paper bush and inviting children to wonder why Moses stopped, what made him curious, and what keeps things burning without running out. Love, hope, memory, kindness, or God's presence. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation notice holy fire in ordinary places. May they listen again for the cries God hears. May they let go of the fantasy that faithful love is always easy. And may they receive the good news that we do not walk the hard road alone. The fire still burns, the love still burns, the hope still burns. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, Hymn Suggestions, Children's Talk Ideas and Images is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.